The acolytes were not quite sure what to do before the service this morning. You know, normally we take the candles out into the narthex. They were worried that the whole place might go up in flames if they went through those banners. We're celebrating the feast day of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ today. And so we read about it in the Gospel of Matthew. John the Baptist baptizes Jesus, but as he starts out, he's a little bit puzzled and confused. John has been in the desert proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He's been baptizing people. You know, John the Baptist cuts a pretty striking figure. He's got this camel hair coat and a big leather belt and long beard and long hair. And he's really a strong personality. He says to the people, repent. The Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he's going to separate the chaff from the wheat, and he's going to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. So he's a very strong personality. But now the Messiah has come. Jesus has come to John to be baptized. And John recognizes right away that he is the Messiah. I'm not sure how. Apparently God pointed him out to John and said, that's the one. That's the Messiah. So Jesus comes to John and he says, baptize me. And John says, no, that's not right. You should baptize me. You're the Messiah. And Jesus says, no. We must do this to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, this is the way God works. And John can't understand it. John thinks that the Messiah is going to be like him. Forceful and domineering and dynamic. But here Jesus is coming and saying, no, you baptize me. So John is confused. I can see why he's confused. It seems like Matthew, the gospel writer, is showing us John the Baptist and Jesus together in this scene, sort of as a contrast. John the Baptist is an extrovert. Jesus is an introvert. An extrovert is someone who gets a lot of energy from being around people. They like to think out loud, and they get their juices flowing when they're with people. Introverts, though, they need to get away from people in order to recharge themselves. They need alone time. They need to think before they start talking. Some of you are introverts out there, I know, and some of us are extroverts. That's true. So John is an extrovert. He can stand out in front of the crowd all day, and he can preach. It charges him up. He says, repent. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the tree, and those trees that do not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. It gets him going. But Jesus, it seems to me, is an introvert. You think about Jesus' ministry. The Gospels tell us that Jesus often went off by himself to be alone, to pray. That's what an introvert does in order to recharge themselves. When Jesus would heal people, oftentimes he would take them aside from the crowd and he would do it in private. When Jesus came into a village, he didn't come in on a big white horse with trumpets blaring. He walked on foot with his little ragged band of disciples around him. He was humble and gentle and quiet. You know, a lot of people ask, what was Jesus doing between the ages of 12 and 30? Because the Bible doesn't tell us anything about what Jesus was doing then. And I think he was preparing himself. He was reading, studying the scriptures. He was doing the work of laying a foundation. He was thinking about God and thinking about the scriptures. He was doing the hard work, the inner inner work that needs to be done before you start out into your ministry. I mean, that's kind of the way an introvert works. Now, Jesus could also be extroverted when he needed to. When he encountered the Pharisees, he rose to the occasion. And he said, "You hypocrites!" And he could be that extroverted, strong personality when he needed to. Or when he came into the temple and he overthrew the tables of the money changers. He could do that too. He could be gutsy and bold and prophetic when he needed to. But underneath it all, I think Jesus was an introvert. Jesus didn't meet John's expectations of a Messiah, or probably other people's expectations either. I think John expected Jesus to be a political or a military Messiah, coming on a war horse with a sword in his hand. You know, people like a strong leader, especially in times of anxiety or times of crisis, someone who will tell it like it is. That doesn't seem to be the way Jesus worked. It seemed to me that Jesus fulfilled that prophecy of Isaiah that we heard today in the Old Testament lesson. Isaiah was a prophet, lived about 500 or 600 years before Jesus, and he was talking about the suffering servant. He had four poems in his in the book of Isaiah about the suffering servant. He's thinking about the Messiah who is to come. And he says, God says, "This is my chosen one, the one I delight in, my servant. He's not going to cry out or make a noise in the street. He's going to be gentle and quiet. He won't even break a bruised reed or blow out a flickering lamp. He's going to be that gentle and quiet." This prophecy, I think, is puzzling to many people. I mean, why is it that Isaiah looked forward to a gentle Messiah and a quiet Messiah and not a bold one? Well, maybe because that's the way God works. I mean, God works in the bold and the gigantic. But God also works in the small things, in the quiet, unassuming, unobserved ways. God works behind the scenes. You know, the voice of God can be loud and powerful. It breaks the cedar trees and it makes the oak trees shiver. But God also speaks in a still, small voice. We need both. We need the extroverts. We need the introverts. We need both the John the Baptist and Jesus. I think this is good news for us extroverts. You know, the world seems to run on extroverts. We're an extroverted culture. It seems like we expect our leaders to be sort of forceful and dynamic and assertive. Go to most any meeting and you'll see it's the extroverts that are talking most of the time. And the introverts are sitting back sort of thinking. And when they do speak, they usually have some pretty good ideas, so you should listen to your introverts. You know, some people say that if the Episcopal Church was a person, it would be an introvert. You know, evangelical churches are more persuasive and emphatic. The Episcopal Church, we're kind of reserved, you know. We like our liturgy. We love our prayer book, and it's thoughtful and reflective and beautiful prayers. We're sort of introverts in the Episcopal Church. I'm sure that if Jesus came back today, he would be an Episcopalian. Of course. Well, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, the Spirit descended upon him. And from there, he got up and he went out and he began his ministry. Each of us in our baptism has been given gifts of the Spirit to do likewise, to go out and to do our ministry, each of us in our own way. God says, I have chosen you to do my work in the world, all of you. But don't forget the quiet ones. Amen.